As I read these two songs in Luke's Gospel, it spoke to me about how song is an important part of the lives of the majority of us. Music lifts us, makes us cry, calms our fears and stresses. Perhaps even more so, the words of hymns, songs and poems resonate with us and express our inner thoughts and feelings. Even words written by others still speak vividly to us as if they were our own. In our passage today, we read words expressed by Elizabeth, Zechariah, and Mary. Heartfelt, beautiful words of salvation. When I used to walk to the rail station each day, I quite often would write a song of praise and sing it as I walked along. Unfortunately, by the time I'd settled on the train, the words would more often than not be gone. The fact they had didn't lessen the outpouring of praise to God. I do have a notebook of those words I remembered, but the tunes always escape my mind. I encourage you during this Lenten season to take time to sing a new song to the Lord, and if possible, commit it to paper. Don't be afraid to share it with someone. They will benefit from your words and the power and passion which caused you to write them. This passage also speaks of the potential for each of our lives. What then is this child going to be? Whilst in this context we are thinking of a newborn baby, and perhaps more usually we think this of the children we know, we are all God's children. And so we can all ask ourselves, what then are we going to be as we continue our lives of faith in God?